Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 19 of Character Flaw. Joining us today, we have...
I'm Josh. I'm playing the breathtaking Balthazar, Dragonborn Sorcerer.
My name is Tristan. I'm playing as Ariel, the Elven Ranger.
I'm Marcy, and I'm playing Sato, the Assassin.
I'm Demi, and I'm playing Fen, the Dragonborn Paladin.
And I am Charles, your host and Dungeon Master. We're going to be playing a game of Dungeons & Dragons on the 5th edition engine in a homebrewed steampunk Far Eastern setting called Ryunoji. Last time on Character Flaw, Vicious and Delicious made their way to the temple of Konbusuna. Sato convinced the captain of the Iron Chest Pirates to let them go past the blockade, and vomited repeatedly in his magical swong boat as it puttered around in a circle. BTB and Fen went shopping and met the sea salt dealer, Old Scabby, or Stabby. They're still not sure what his name is. Ariel saved Sato from the puke boat, and then they met the residents of the temple, a interesting bunch of ex-pirates. After a sort of argument with the sea mad elder of the temple about how they only have the skull of their dragon left, they met the very tired Justicar of this temple. The breathtaking Balthazar then immediately tried to convince her to sleep with him. Once night fell, lights began appearing on the horizon, and the Iron Chest ship sailed past towards the light, and that is right where the party was picking up. Now, BTB, you actually were up in the top of the lighthouse here on this island.
About to be up in something else.
Up in something else, huh? So, up there with Amelia. Amelia is just completely blowing it off. She doesn't think it's anything. It's just ships. Perfect. Especially since the Iron Chests are, like, the Iron Chests ship has moved past. She's pretty much saying it's nothing. And the priests don't seem terribly alarmed, with the exception of... Connor the Squint. He's looking, but he's kind of... He seems antsy.
You didn't go with us, did you, Ari?
No, I'm still in the... I'm still okay. In the temple,
so
I guess.
So it's just me and Sato outside.
Right.
I'm sure as soon as someone says something or I hear something, I'll run outside.
So Connor seems antsy. Why?
I mean, he just seems kind of antsy. I mean, to be fair to Connor, there are a bunch of lights on the horizon, and you just spent the previous, like, 8 hours being like, there's gonna be an attack, there's gonna be an attack.
Okay, that's fair.
Oh, somebody's listening is what it sounds like.
Yay! For once.
Yeah.
Just about 30, 40 seconds after the ship passes by, Ragrum, like, makes his way out on his peg leg and just kind of... walks right up to Fen and Sato.
Bring an attack on the temple.
I...
Bringing one?
I had no attack till you came here. You brought it.
I guess that's a fair assumption.
I'm just gonna grab like a nearby rock and like hand it to him so he can go throw
it. Oh my god.
He picks it up. He like hocks it in his hand just a couple times. And then chucks it as hard as he possibly can at Sato's head.
Thank you!
And as he throws it, it's one of those really terrible throws where, like, he drops the rock in place and it just falls next to him. Oh. Yeah, it wasn't a great throw on his
Dang
part.
It.
I'm just gonna pat him on top of the head.
You pat him on the head.
Oh my god. He's gonna take a swing at you.
He's gumming himself and just staring at you angrily. Ooh.
I'm just going to smile and be like, oh, honey.
He smiles and you see his three teeth.
Ugh. Gross.
Well, I mean, it makes it easier to floss.
Not a lot of, yeah.
So, BTB, you're up there in the lighthouse of the temple with Amelia.
Yeah, how's it going?
I mean, how is
Rolling
it going?
Rolling poor performance.
Yeah. You want to roll? Roll persuasion. See if you can...
I'm good at that. See how you're doing. I'm real good at that.
What'd you get?
22.
A 22? All right, now tell me how you're trying to woo this, like, tired, middle-aged Justicar.
Mostly by telling her to lay down, get some rest, but then, like, still being there uncomfortably. And just have her wake up and be like, hello.
It's this twin-sized cot. She's making sure that the lighthouse...
More than enough room.
The lighthouse light keeps going. She's in her full armor laying down and you're just like on the side of the bed seductively.
Oh,
like,
I'll totally be like, let me get that for you and just start taking the like comfortable armor off.
Draw me like one of your dragonborn girls.
Yeah.
That kind of pose. Yes.
We're gonna steam this little car up, is what I'm saying. These glass windows are gonna be quite foggy. Oh,
man, that's really gonna impede the traffic of ships in the bay right now.
Hey man, they gotta crash so I can get my fuck on.
So be it.
So be it. I mean, it won't be that long. Can open. Right. Well, do these windows open?
No.
It's might be a little musty for a bit.
Definitely going to be musty for a little while.
No. Hey, this works out. It's going to be the best night's sleep she's going to have in a long time.
Did she let me take the armor off?
No.
I mean, why not? That was a great persuasion.
No, she's not going to take the armor off. She's laid down next to you and is letting you be close. That's the furthest you've gotten so far.
Fine.
Go on. Be the pushy guy.
I'm not going to be the pushy guy, but we'll definitely, I guess we'll do some hair stroking.
Give her some head pats.
Tell her how pretty her hair is. It's just the best. I wish I could grow hair like this.
Her hair from exposure to the sea constantly is like that kind of thin.
I just say that hair. It's also funny to me because I have like bleeding hair right now.
You do.
I forgot about that.
You do.
I have clotted hair.
Yeah. Your fins, I don't know what to call them. Your fins, your
my
like...
My dreads.
I think they're called my spines.
Baby dreads.
Yeah. Okay. Spines. Your spines are just all scabbed over right now.
But they're going to look great in like a couple days when I get a wash on them.
Right.
When you get wash that them. Seawater.
Yeah.
Get all that shit.
All that salt.
Perhaps there'll be enough moisture tonight.
To get bacteria in them.
Oh, wow.
I hope no bodily fluids get near them because you're fucked.
I'm not even talking about anybody else's but my own.
What are you gonna do? Spit on your hair?
No. No.
So there's something about Mary, but
yeah, but with channels and vents.
Channels, that's new. Okay. Yeah. Channels.
No, we've talked about this.
Nobody's gotten
we?
That deep yet.
Yeah.
In this, it's like a female duck. It's like a corkscrew full of just a total maze.
Just a labyrinth for cock?
Yes. Or anything, really. It doesn't have to be a dig.
Okay, a labyrinth for cucumber.
Sure.
All right.
If you got one.
What
does she have a cucumber?
What do you have on hand? What am I working with?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll come back to BTB in a second. Ariel, you're just chilling out inside. There is only one person in there with you, and that is Carson.
Who's that?
The one that doesn't talk.
We're gonna be good friends then. Okay. So I'm just gonna sit in there and not talk to him.
Yeah, where's your buddy Squint?
Her. Yeah, I'm not gonna talk to her. Probably try to tune the shamisen or I don't know, clean my blade.
Clean your blade and just getting ready for the battle to come.
Yeah.
She's just kind of staring at you in like a really creepy way. Not like a sexual way, but like a really like I'm gonna hurt you kind of way.
What is she?
She is an elf.
So I'm gonna give it some time, and then if she's still like giving me that creepy stare, I would just kind of look at her and just go, "The fuck do you want?"
She's been staring at you like this for like 3 minutes. So.
Okay, yeah. The fuck do you want?
She continues to stare at you and moves her hands and makes a couple of, like, signs that you don't understand.
Aw, she knows ASL. God damn it.
Well, ESL. Elf sign language. This ain't America.
No, it's RSL.
Yeah, Ryunoji
sign language.
So, she just makes a couple signs at you, and that's pretty much it.
I slowly give her the finger.
She gives you back two fingers. One of her fingers is missing the top section. Like, one of her middle fingers is missing the top section of it.
I do like the hand crank of doing the middle finger.
Oh my god. Are we really going to get into one?
She blows up the balloon. She blows up the balloon and flips you off that way.
Okay.
I mean, how many times are you guys going to do? How many ways?
You make a really awful, like, deaf joke and, like, turn up the volume.
Oh, I was actually gonna do that. Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's, volume finger.
That's awful.
Or just be like.
I'm sorry.
That was a great visual.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cut my ear as if I'm trying to hear, and then I'll turn the volume, and oh look, I'm flipping you off.
Or just like scratch your ear with your middle finger, and then be like, oh.
Do like a McCree? Do like five fingers or pa pa pa? Middle finger right there.
Pretend you're putting on lipstick.
That's actually what she does next.
Yes!
She puts
awesome.
On the lipstick.
Middle
well, I got
lipstick.
Like two or three fingers ahead of her, so.
Anyway.
After,
I got a couple more.
After, like, you guys going back and forth on this a couple times.
Nothing will happen if he went here. Oh, honey. We can't do that.
I'm sorry, wait, what?
Nothing will happen if you weren't here.
Is like tongue cut out or just deaf?
She opens her mouth and you can see just a nub where her tongue should be.
Ah, tongue, okay. So nothing would have happened if we weren't here. You care to explain yourself?
I'm just being a dick at this point. Yeah, I'm being a dick.
She unsheathes the middle finger and just points it at you.
That's incredible. I like her.
We're going to do the blowing thing again. Or are we going to do her blowing thing?
The
Grab like a finger, pop it, let it flame up in the air. It's like, oh, caught it. Middle finger.
Oh my god.
All right, we'll go ahead and leave this middle finger back and forth contest.
Like, you can both blow me in a minute. Jesus. Masturbation circle of middle fingers has got to end.
So, back out on the water. So, it's been a couple of minutes that you've been watching, and the Iron Chest pirate ships disappeared over the horizon. And you just saw the kind of lights right there, and it just kind of ends at the horizon. After a couple of minutes, the boats begin to come into view, and they're approaching relatively quickly. As they're beginning to come closer and closer, you then hear a really loud explosion, followed by one of the ships lighting up and one of the giant sails that it has kind of fall over and begins to sink down.
This is the pirate ship?
This is one of the other ships on the horizon.
Yeah.
Okay.
That we assume is the Eyes of the Dragon.
It seems like the Iron Chests are starting to attack.
Okay.
But at this point, when that happens, the other kind of sailed ships all begin to turn, and one that you can now see has a smokestack on the top of it, is pushing forward even faster. And there's a point where you almost can see flames coming out of the top of the smokestacks. Like, it's coming full bore at you way faster than any of the sailed ships can go. Another loud explosion rocks the distance, and one of the smokestacks explodes. It slows down a bit, but continues chugging towards you. It's very shortly after that that a lot of just kind of little flaming dots all fly towards the ship that keeps having the massive explosions, and you can see the sails kind of start to set ablaze. It takes about another 60 seconds before you can see for the first time fully well with the passing sweep of the lighthouse. You can actually see the ship, and it bears the symbol of the Eyes of the Dragon.
Called it.
I mean, we all kind of did, yeah.
For you guys standing down there watching this happen, Connor at this point is getting really, really antsy and, like, looking around for, like, a big rock to pick up and, like...
How cute.
That'll
help. Oh, baby, no.
And as soon as the explosions and, like, the fire and everything starts happening, Ragrum is just staring out over the ocean, just awestricken.
Why so surprised? We told you this was going to happen, but... We don't like these guys. We warned you, but you did nothing.
They want your bones.
In a non-sexual way.
It's like you in the background, like, they want your bones.
They want your bones.
Everybody wants bones.
Yikes. Okay. Never mind then.
How's this lady looking that I'm
moving? Oh my god.
So
did that noise rock her?
So as you were you were actually starting to make progress, like you were convincing her to like start to undo some of the buckles on.
I mean, who
the...
wants to sleep in full armor, even if we're not gonna bone down? Like, that's so uncomfortable.
As soon as the first explosion happened, like she like gets up and is now looking out the window. She's like trying to see what's going on.
Baby, baby, baby. No. See, my love is explosive. Very common. It's very common to hear this.
Roll persuasion with advantage for that fucking cheesy line.
I needed it. That'll be 23.
23?
No, wait, persuasion?
Yeah.
25.
Jesus.
Okay, so she's freaking out a little bit, just the like baby, baby, baby. Like you get up, you start to like kind
and
of
then I have to whisper ear.
Just as you are like massaging her shoulders, trying to get her to calm down, just boom, pew, pow. And actually like managing to convince her to like kind of stop, and then she's, oh, that feels really nice. And starts to like take the like heavy shoulder pieces off so you can actually like get to the muscles.
Yeah.
You're making some progress.
Deep kiss you.
Oh. All right. So Ariel, you and Carson, in the middle of your like middle finger contest, you both hear the explosions.
So I get up to look out. I look back at her and I point at her and I just go, "We're not fucking through, bitch." And I run outside.
Wow.
I have plenty more middle fingers to give you.
No, I was going to do something extremely fucked up, but that's for later.
You don't see it, but you just hear like the sound of the hand of her hands like slapping her crotch area. Like the...
That's it.
I love her.
I'm going to turn around. I was going to say this for later. I have minor illusion, a tongue that's wagging.
Wait, you what?
I turn around and I have minor illusion, a tongue that's wagging. Right under feet.
What?
I'm a high elf. I read it up. So I'm a high elf, okay. And it's because that I know one cantrip from the wizarding selection.
Sure, but we're wondering like why you're trying to like tell her you're going to eat her out on the feet. Why you want to lick her feet.
Like, he's got a foot fetish.
What he's actually getting at is he's minor
the
illusion.
What her torn out tongue on the ground.
That's
what
it was for.
Oh.
Yeah, the what was like, what are you doing? Not how.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I was kind of expecting that.
So it's like flopping around
like
a dead
I understood
fish.
What he was after because he's like, it was a dick move. And I was like, oh, I get it.
You're like a dying fish, I guess.
Okay, so she just like, she's sitting here going like, oh, that's not cool. That's not cool.
Aww.
I can't hear her. I'm outside already.
To be fair, like, he literally really just like,
yeah, I was saying, you wouldn't be able to hear her anyway.
So, Ariel runs out, and you're seeing, this is pretty much right after the first explosion happened. So, for Fen and Sato, you guys are watching it get closer. You can see the symbol of the eyes of the dragon, and Ariel, you can see this as well now. What is it that you would like to do at this point?
I need to ask Ragrum if he has anything else prepared aside from his destroyed capel. There we go.
Nailed it.
Catapult's all I got.
Catata fish.
Well, I'm just thinking of Ragnar. I was just like, oh god, I can't talk to this guy.
Catapult's all I got. Mm-hmm.
Well,
does it
well,
work?
It's not really a whole lot of anything now, is it?
Catapult works fine. Mm.
Then get it working.
Okay, so you say that. So he goes over to his obviously destroyed catapult and he begins like dragging a large rock over to the part that like he would load him into, and he loads one up on it, moves over to the lever that like doesn't exist anymore.
I'm gonna like stand out of any like possible direction this thing could fire because I don't want it to hit me.
Well, he goes over
he
to
goes
where
to an invisible lever.
Yeah, he goes to like still. You can see that the lever is in the ground, but the handle's not there anymore, and so he reaches over and pulls back, and then like looks at the rock and then does a, like traces an arc.
That the rock isn't moving.
Correct. The rock is not moving.
Well, it is to
incredible.
He, just, like, he stares at the arc that the rock would take and goes, "Woo, drink it."
My god.
Mhm.
Told you.
Okay.
Yeah, he turns back to Sato and just, "See? Something to shoot."
You mean the ship that's still going right towards us?
Mm-mm. Dead ship.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Ragrum.
Just for his amusement, I'm going to pick up a smaller rock and just throw it in the water.
He just looks at it and is like, well, that's just stupid. Mm.
I tried to throw a rock at you earlier.
What are
you
going to do?
Trying to endear yourself to him?
Well, that's the only thing I've done against him, like competition wise. We just sat there through rocks for
with
a few hours.
The velocity that you can see the steamboat, like the cruiser coming towards you guys, it'll be there in probably another minute.
How far away is it?
It's not long enough to close the deal.
Right now, it's a good distance away right now. It's moving towards you guys at a rate of 600 feet per round.
Jesus.
So,
okay.
How far out is it?
Like,
how
far out 1,200 is it? Feet, apparently? Because he said, you said, did you say
6,000 feet per round. It'll be 6, there in about 000. A minute.
I heard 600. Never mind.
Yeah, I heard 600.
So, I guess I I turn to Fen and I just go, well, what if we cut off the light and the unlight?
Wait, are you out there with us?
Yeah, I'm outside with you.
Why would we cut the light off?
So they can't see where they're going.
Yeah, but there's other ships.
The other ships are currently back fighting the iron chests.
Yeah, but then the iron chests wouldn't be able to see.
Aren't they out far enough that it won't matter?
Yeah, it's mostly just so they don't ram into the island. If anything, they could come at us at full speed and the rocks could screw up the ship.
They're coming directly for the island that we're on.
Yes.
That's actually a really good idea, but we have to go get up into that thing.
Do not.
How?
Do not.
So, speaking of that, BTB, so you're up
back
there.
To me trying to fuck the DM.
Which has already happened.
Which, yeah, I keep fucking you, Charlie. I'm so sorry. You're just so insatiable.
Are you sorry?
It is the burden of the DM to fuck their players.
You create beautiful personas that I just must have.
I mean, to be fair, I was kind of trying to do that too, but then she died, so.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm one for one.
No, I'm saying.
Right.
I'm with you on this one.
She's just saying. She would have boned down too.
Yep, totally.
Anyway, so you're currently massaging her shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Going with that, so where are you trying to take this?
Work it down. You got to get those back knots. Just like, oh, let me get this lower plate off here.
Start working down, trying to get more and more of that armor.
Those
off.
Little butt dimple areas, like.
All right, so working your way down. Why don't you try and
work
convince
my way
her?
Down.
Why don't you try and convince her to take the greaves off now?
Okay. Oh, these are in the way. You should totally here. Let me loosen this for you.
Roll warrior persuasion. See how Amelia responds.
25 again.
Are you 25? What are you rolling? 19,
and I have plus 6.
All right, so she's like,
I rolled an 18, a 19, and a 19.
As you're doing the massage, it's like, ooh, yeah, oh, okay. And like you're loosening, she's helping get the greaves off and down to just basically her like Under Armour tunic.
Girl.
She also has her armor on, so like she still has her gauntlets and her basically chainmail for arms.
Those can stay on. That's fine.
That's good. That's good.
He's not going to.
My hands
the
can
arms.
Do far more than hers ever could. It's
so
fine.
You have.
I can take care of me.
Why don't you roll a dexterity sleight of hand check? See how well you're massaging here.
Would you
natural
roll?
20?
Oh my Jesus!
Are you kidding me?
26.
26.
I'm good at fuck stuff.
All right. And
so funny.
So with that roll,
I can't believe you.
And like as you're massaging, just like
cut back to me real quick because I have an idea.
We're not at that time period yet. Not quite. We're almost there. So you hear like
just let him do his fuck
stuff. The little light snoring. She's barely falling.
I'm gonna look outside.
So looking outside, you currently see the one cruiser with like the fire coming out of the back stack and the other stack that with the fire coming out of the back stack, you can actually see the smoke column that's coming up and it's coming towards the island pretty fucking fast.
Bummer. So I'm gonna have to wake her up then. I don't have time to wait. So I'm just gonna like gently like wake her up a little bit.
Huh?
No, it's okay. It was just really good, I'm sure.
Yeah, really relaxing. She like peeks out the window and goes, oh my god, and she like immediately starts trying to put her armor back on.
I knew you would do this. You'll still be here afterwards though, right?
I mean, I live on the island, so yeah.
Okay, fine.
Like as she's trying to put her greaves back
I'll
on,
I'll help her put some stuff on.
Okay, that helps because it takes her like 3 minutes to get into armor.
Yeah,
so.
I'll help her out because I feel like if I get on this good side more like so, if I'm trying
Katsusato.
To keeping her from it, this is not going to end well
right.
for me.
Katsusato.
I can see the like the windows of the lighthouse, right?
Oh, absolutely. As it's just
cool
like, circling.
Don't.
Around.
I'm gonna fire an arrow at one of them.
Okay, roll to hit with disadvantage because it's out of your range.
What's the range?
The range for this one, they'd be about 90 feet up and an arc that you would need to hit, so it's probably about 120 feet away.
That's like
with
the
a longbow.
Extent.
With a longbow? Oh, all right, fine.
I was going to say, I should be fine with a longbow.
Isn't 120 like the extent of its range
no,
before
that was
disadvantage?
Bad.
It's 180.
I want to do this.
The dice box, boy!
That's not any better, but It's still better.
You're right.
It is better, though, to be honest.
It's not any better, but it is increased in value.
Very small increase in value, but it's going to be a 15 to hit.
Okay, so an arrow flies up and crashes through one of the windows.
Oh, Jesus!
Helping to put on one of the... Yeah, one of the windows just explodes. Pretty much.
Which direction?
And shatters. Inwards.
Which window?
It'd be the window, on the side of the island. Where
so not
the
where the ship
talk.
Is.
No, not from that direction.
I'm going to look out it.
Hey!
Turn the light off! What
the fuck are you doing?
Getting your attention.
Turn the light off!
Can I hear them?
Yeah. It's like distant, but you can hear them.
Turn off the light.
I'll turn to her and I'll be like, they want us to turn the light off.
Okay. She goes over and she presses a button on the spinning light that's in there and just turns off and it starts to slowly whir down. It's really fucking dark on this island now.
Yeah, figured.
Thanks!
So I can't see shit.
I need to make a couple of rolls for the cruiser now, so excuse me just a moment.
I'm grabbing onto Sato, please be my eyes.
On a side note, we're probably going to need to run back inside.
Probably. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you guys have about 20 seconds to react.
Yeah.
Okay, so we run back inside. Oh, I do anyway. Be like, okay,
I'm
we need
holding
to go.
On to Sato.
Sato, inside.
I'll go
now.
Back inside.
Okay, I'm following him.
I'm going to ask her what I should do.
Asking Amelia what you should do? Or
what would be most helpful?
Can you fight?
I can make boom booms.
Yeah, she's with these fingerless gloves.
Uh-huh. She can't see him.
You guys can't see anything.
I mean, we're probably a little more blinded than most of you because we were right next to the fucking light.
Yeah. It's all right then, lover boy, hop on the dumbwaiter. Let's go. As she's still trying to get her, armor top on, trying to deal with the buckles.
You were almost there, but all you did was put her to sleep.
Is there any kind of, can I prestidigitation some sparks so that we can see a little bit here and there?
You could do...
Just a little bit to see, in front of me?
It'd be going through strobe lights the way that you would do it, which is really fucking disorienting, but sure.
You don't have the light cantrip?
Something's better than nothing. Nope.
I thought you did.
No. Nope.
No, the Dragonborn doesn't have a light cantrip, because he can see in the dark. He cannot see in the dark.
That's why I grabbed onto Sato immediately.
All right, we're heading down then.
Because Fen is grabbing onto Sato, I am going to need from the both of you a dexterity saving throw.
Me? Yes. I can see in the dark.
I'm aware.
But I'm holding on to you.
Okay. Is it for what I think it is? And I forgot to use the dice box again, but that's still going to be a 15 for me.
That's a 13.
A 15 and a 13. Okay. So 13 isn't quite enough to save you from damage. 15 is actually the DC. So as you guys are moving to try and get back, all of a sudden you hear a massive crash against the rocks. First thing that you heard right before that was the sound of the boat trying to turn very quickly, but it just smashes right against the rocks and shrapnel comes flying at you guys, which is that dexterity throw. As soon as you hear the crash, it's about hitting the deck. So, Fen, you're the one that failed, correct?
But you said 13 was the DC?
No, 15 was the DC.
Oh, I thought you said 13 was. That's what I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Okay, yeah.
So, you got lucky and only take one piercing damage from shrapnel.
Yo!
So,
you
like
got a slight scrape from a twig.
One sharp rock came by and gave you a little cut that probably looks badass in the moment, but
yes,
will be really painful to deal with when you're trying to swim back in the ocean.
That's okay. Oh yeah, we have to swim.
I live here now.
I live here now.
So
until you fuck her and then you're done, right?
No, not necessarily.
We'll see. Character development can happen.
Can it?
It's not always a hit it and quit it. There could be round two.
Oh yeah, you're not Ariel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not a total asshole.
So as it crashes into the island, you hear lots of different noises. There's rocks cracking, there's the sound of metal bending and snapping, and very shortly after that, you start to hear orders being barked from within the burning vessel, because most of the vessel's on fire now, too. So, good plan that I didn't think of you guys doing, so I'm rewarding you for
that. Yeah, that was really good.
That was actually a really good plan. So, as you see the fire here. You begin to see the first like couple of people like crawling out of a couple of like escape hatches that are now escape hatches. Really, they're just breaks in the hull of the boat, but they're being used as escape hatches. And Eyes of the Dragon, the like very basic bitch grunts that you've fought plenty of times, those are the ones that are just like falling out of this trying to get out.
All holding Starbucks.
So.
Little shield with just like a little queen face on it.
There are a couple of them. The next thing that you see is Ragrum like waddle his way over and takes a rock and just bashes the first one that falls out in the head. And just hits it a couple of times and goes, "Get off my island." Starts smacking him on the head a couple
of
times.
What is Ragrum?
He's a dwarf.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
You ought not attack my island. It's just a boy.
So since I'm in the temple, I'm going to shout out all the other, or all the priests, or monks, I guess, to grab weapons and come outside.
Priests, so
pirates.
We didn't make it inside.
I'm inside. So I'm now that I hear the explosion thing, I'm running outside, probably with a bow drawn at first.
Right. So
Ragrum's my new friend. I don't want him to die. So I'm going to take a pot shot at any of the random eyes of the dragon,
like,
coming up.
Basic bitches that are falling out of it. Okay.
With their Uggs.
Anyone that's closer to Ragrum.
Shut up.
Fair enough.
Every time he says basic bitch, I'm going to add another basic.
Because the ship is on fire, can I see?
You have dim light, yes.
Okay, cool.
Cool. That means I have regular light.
Yeah, I'm going to run over and stab stuff.
Running over, it's a pretty chaotic scene. Connor and Penelope are both out there with basically like cutlasses over there, and they're hacking at people, and it's kind of turned into an all-out melee. As soon as this fighting goes on for probably about a minute or so, with you guys taking very minimal damage, there's a point where Ragrum actually gets run through.
No!
However, as soon as Ragrum gets run through, he just lets out this massive screaming yell, at which point this holy armor kind of bursts forth around him, and he has this like crazy trident of the sea in his hand all of a sudden.
What the fuck?
He is the elder of the temple.
Oh, yeah,
thought he was a bullshit one.
Yeah. To be fair, he's kind of crazy, so
he definitely has a little bit of the sea madness, but he's not scurvy.
The sea madness.
Yeah. He's not a basic bitch by any means, but after he got run through with that, he immediately takes the trident, stabs it through the guy that did it, picks him up, and then just hucks him into the ocean like he does with the
ships. No.
My boy.
As they're doing this, BTB, you and Amelia get to the bottom level of the lighthouse, and as everything's going on, you notice what looks like Carson open the gates, and five or six Eyes of the Dragon like stealth their way inside. They don't know that you and Amelia have come down yet, but you can see them over there, and looking, the like mounted dragon skull has already been lowered down off of the wall.
Okay. How many are near that skull?
Near the skull?
How did they get
right
in?
Right now, it's just the six that are
the
coming
super
through.
Stealthy.
So somehow the skull is already lowered, but they're not near it.
Correct. It looks like they're being let in right now.
So it looks like this dickhead is letting them in.
Yes, it definitely looks like Carson
Who?
Is letting them in.
Carson. The one without the tongue.
I don't like her anymore.
Now I do not regret minor illusioning a tongue.
That was mean, but like...
So that's Scorching Ray all on Carson.
All three of them on Carson.
Is that a nat 20?
Yes, it is. So I have one nat 20.
Okay.
I have a... what's my thing? A regular 20, not natural.
Okay.
And a 23.
Jesus Christ. All right,
and a 23.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 20 natural, 20 not natural, 23, all to hit Carson.
Okay.
Fucking asshole.
They all hit.
Fuck
no,
this
the,
bitch.
The nat 20 doesn't hit.
Weird rule.
Yeah.
We decided to play backwards for this session, so a natural one, we're kidding.
Yeah, right? Oh, okay. Jesus.
Oh.
That is so many sixes.
Math break.
34.
Uh-oh.
fire damage.
34 fire damage.
I got a lot of sixes.
There were like 4 sixes in there.
And I'm going to say, you fucking traitor.
So
Finn is very proud of you.
So goddamn good in front of this lady.
Yeah. So as Carson is like letting these Eyes of the Dragon in, like she waves them through, the 6 of them move past, and then immediately just, you fucking traitor! 3 streaks of red-orange energy streak across the courtyard inside the temple and impact directly into Carson. The first one, like, blasts at her shoulder and kind of sends her stumbling back a little bit. The second one blasts her directly in the chest, the natural 20, and you can almost see, like, fire come out the backside of her. And the third one impacts her stomach, and she just crumples to the ground. You can see her kind of smoldering and her robe setting fire. So she looks dead. As soon as you do that, Amelia just whispers to you, I fucking hated that bitch.
Score.
Yeah.
So excited.
19 plus 4.
Even though it's like not in the rules, can I just have like a little, like, or I'm sure maybe I have enough time to maybe intimidate these dudes coming in too.
You may certainly
I just basically want to be like, who's next?
You may certainly try.
Okay.
With your bleeding spines. And
they can't see me.
They can't?
I mean, it's they might have saw me when it lit up.
They'll just hear like a very angry
voice.
Not
bad. That is 22.
That's a 22.
18 on the die.
All right, let me roll something here. Okay.
That was pretty fucking intimidating, I think, to just blast the shit out of that lady.
It was.
And you're just a disembodied
so
voice.
So it was. Yeah. You see a couple of them like kind of start to like look weary, and then another one raises a trident and just kind of sweeps it, and all of them settle.
Oh,
I want that. Damn it. I want it.
I was going to say, now we just want this thing.
I want it.
I will say, the moment that you guys, the moment that the streaks happened and then you heard BTB yelling behind you, you fucking traitor. You guys are all aware that something's going on behind you, and looking behind you now, there are actually another group of Eyes of the Dragon moving into the temple, and the gates are wide fucking open.
I shoot them with the Horde Breaker, right?
Yeah. All right, so as you guys are moving that direction, these again are still basic bitch grunts. You don't really need to fight them to deal with this. It's you guys are moving forward, just taking shots at them. Fen runs up with the katana and takes a slice, and you guys manage to drop those 6 guys with pretty much no effort. It's at this point, once you get in, you can see that these seem to be more heavily armored, well-trained people inside here, with the little tiny bit of firelight that's still behind you that you can see without the wall, but it is dark once you move past the doors. So really you just kind of have silhouettes for Fen and also for BTB.
Right.
Yeah, we can't see shit.
Unfortunately for you.
You have torches?
Yeah, I have a torch.
I don't know. I have candles.
Now, within this area, these guys look like they're actually stronger than even the ones that you fought in Yogan. At this point, the party, I think it's probably safe to say, let's roll initiative.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Damn it. You were nice to
my
me.
My first low roll
yeah.
of the night.
Damn it.
So what did BTB get?
I got a 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Ariel?
I got a natural 20 plus 3, so that's a 23.
23 for Ariel. Sato?
Oh!
I also have a 23, but I roll an 18.
Okay, so I'll probably give that one to Ariel, even though Sato would technically be the one that should get it.
Yeah,
because you got a nat 20.
And then what about Fen?
What's I got an 8.
An 8, okay.
That's my first bad initiative roll in quite a while.
That's my first bad roll tonight. I rolled a 2 on the
I
time.
Hope that's it.
Me too.
So that means our initiative order is going to be Ariel with a 23, with Sato also with a 23, but we're giving preference to Ariel with that nat 20. Then Ragrum with a 19 if he ever decides to stop killing the plebs outside the ship. The Eyes of the Dragon with a 16, Fen with an 8, Amelia with a 6, and BTB bringing up the rear with a 4.
Oh, bud.
So,
got a great ass.
Ariel, right now there are the 6 people that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the one that like has the trident, and all the other ones seem to be sneaking a little bit more. They seem to be more lithe combatants almost, so a little bit quicker to move.
Okay.
You can see in this area as well as Sato. You both are able to see with your dark vision.
Yes.
So I'm guessing I'm going to Hunter's Mark the main one with the trident, and then
okay,
use the Horde Breaker on whoever's okay. nearest.
There is no one close enough to the one with the trident.
Oh, okay.
Two of the other guys are within range.
Just do the trident.
Okay, then. So Hunter, mark the trident, and then you're going to attack that guy. Go ahead.
Nailed it.
Snailed it.
Do I still count that?
No, no. Rolled on the
yeah,
table.
Rolled off the table.
Yeah, okay.
Like how you try to angle it, you're like, please God.
Yeah, hey, please God, please God.
Ooh.
Ooh.
18 plus 7.
That allegedly hits. 25.
25.
Ooh, you just missed.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Go ahead and do your damage.
Plus Hunter's Mark. Don't D8. Forget Hunter's Mark.
And your D6.
And D6. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
9 damage.
Plus,
don't you add something
don't
else
forget
to
your
it?
Decks.
Oh, so 10, 11, and 12. 12 damage.
Solid.
12 damage is some solid first round damage. And that's it for Ariel.
I'm going to light a torch.
You're going to light a torch? That takes an action to do, and you just use your
action. Oh, okay. Never mind then.
So.
Wait. What is the trident person wearing? Reasons.
Okay.
The trident person for is science. Wearing, like, kelp and a just like a waist down robe.
Fuck?
That's it.
It's a cavalier.
So no pirate hat. Okay.
No, no pirate hat.
Oh my god, shut up.
I will say though that the other five people here are wearing like pirate swashbucklery kind of hats. So you have a couple with like the tricorn hat and you have one with like the
Is there
Napoleon
one with a Jack
hat.
Sparrow hat?
One has a Jack Sparrow yes. hat.
I'm there's, taking that hat.
There's the Napoleon
as soon as
hat.
If we survive this, I'm going to take that hat. And
the
I'm
most important
it.
Question, do any of them have feathers?
One of them has a big sun hat that does have a feather.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, I kind of
want
that one.
Hat.
Pam.
Yeah.
Shia.
Shia.
So, Sato, it is your turn.
I'm also gonna shoot the trident person, because fuck that person.
All right. And I will give you assassinate, because the trident person didn't know you were there.
Awesome. Well, I rolled two 12s, so let's see here. That's gonna be... An 18 to hit.
You hit.
Sweet. Now give me all this.
Use the box.
Yes.
Oh my god!
All the fives and then one one. 32 damage.
Jesus.
Still didn't beat you.
Still didn't beat you.
That was 32?
Yeah.
Ow. Okay. Does that end your turn then?
I'm going to bonus action hide. Because it's nice and dark in here.
It is nice and dark in here. Okay, roll a hide check, which is stealth.
That's going to be a 24.
24.
What is your
okay.
stealth?
Is it like really high?
It's like a plus 9.
Just noting, just because it's dark in here doesn't mean you'll be able to do that constantly.
Yeah, I know.
Once you are discovered or you attack again, you are not going to be hidden anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. I understand how hide works.
You're still not getting assassinated on a second one once they've gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, it is Ragrum's turn. Ragrum is going to continue attacking plebs.
He's just gonna murk all the plebs.
He's blissfully unaware that anything else is going on. Literally, these guys are like, they're engineers. They're not even the people that fight in the ship. They're just trying to escape because
Such
it's on fire. And he's just running them
they
through
They shouldn't be
with
working
tridents.
For those people anyway.
They I mean, shouldn't.
A meal's a meal.
No. No. They shouldn't be working for him anyway.
So the,
BTB feels bad for him.
It is the Finn eyes doesn't. Of the dragon's turn now. It's worth noting that this temple is about 50 feet in length from door to the back wall, and then it's about 80 feet from the left side to the right side,
God,
where BTB, you're over on the right side with the lighthouse that kind of goes up from there.
So yeah, this temple is actually a lot bigger than I thought it
yeah,
was.
Jeez. Same.
Yeah, same here.
It's a small island, but I mean,
still,
the majority of the island is the temple.
Is
yeah,
it, yeah,
yeah, pretty much. You guys were on like a very small plateau outside, which is the only spot where like a ship could dock. Pretty much, like it's the island
well,
is mostly
docked.
The temple.
You could say that.
You could say it docked for sure. So,
well, I mean, docking is just. Ship hitting land.
Now, it was a 20...
There's also other things, but
it
we
was
won't
a
talk 20... about
Did you see my face and
yes.
say that? I was just like, can we stop talking about dogs?
I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
Just really want to make a foreskin joke and yeah. we stop.
Now, if I'm not mistaken...
Yeah, it's interesting that I said something and you didn't.
If I'm not mistaken, it was a 24 on your hide, correct, Sato?
Yeah.
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 I had to think there. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah.
Okay. You can see the one with the trident, like, scan around, and its eyes kind of lock with yours for just a second, and then it turns away and continues scanning. Like, it thinks it saw something moving in the shadow you were hiding in.
It probably got, like, a 23.
Just move. It did get a 23. So it catches, yeah. Like, it catches your eyes for just a second. You feel the connection of your souls, and then it moves on.
Nah, I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's like, no, that's not it. And not being able to see the one that hit it with the arrow that fucking hurt like a bitch, it just decides, like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to do this. And it calls forth black tentacles from beneath the group of you standing by the door, which might still catch Sato in it, but not knowing Sato's there. We'll see. Oh, hell. I just need to quickly pull the spell out so I know how. So for... Actually, it would probably be Sato. You didn't move very far away, so it would probably catch you within just the edge of this zone as well. So what happens is the ground becomes a darker kind of viscous black look as all of these tentacles sprout up from the ground and cover the entire length of it, squirming around Ariel, Fen, and Sato, because it doesn't say that the person needs to know you're there. These tentacles just begin to, like, wrap around your legs, and some of them are coming up and smacking on you and trying to do some bludgeoning-type damage to you. Nothing happens until your actual turn, though, so we'll get back to what happens with that in a moment.
Release the Kraken.
The other people in the area, two of them rush over towards the door where Amelia and BTB are. All that they can do in their turn is actually make it up to the door where you are, but they press themselves up against, like, the other side of the wall, kind of taking cover, and, you know, it almost seems like they're preparing for when you guys inevitably come back out. The other three then rush over towards the mounted head, and you can see them beginning to, like, take it and pick up the mounted head of Konbu Tsunaryu and start to, like, move themselves back towards the door. At this point, that's all of their turns. It's then Fen's turn. So, Fen, you need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, that's 14.
That is a 14. All right, so you actually, as you are, like, moving around, the tentacles are starting, like, they're trying to wrap around your leg, and, I mean, if you've seen any special adult Japanese cartoons.
You probably know where this would be going. Joke, and then you come on, just
if you're gonna say it, just go all for it.
Yeah. So if you've seen any
that
hentai,
hardcore shit,
what hentai do you watch? No,
no. If you've seen any hentai, you probably know where this is going. And they begin to, like, wrap around your legs,
oh,
and
God,
a couple
going.
Of them.
Oh
start
God.
They start to smack at you, but you actually manage to keep dodging out of the way as the tentacles are moving towards you, trying to hit you, trying to wrap around you.
Nah,
and this area is going to count as difficult terrain if you try and move through it, but there's only 10 feet of it in front of you between you and the end of that difficult terrain.
Okay.
There are...
So I can still only go halfway movement?
So you can make...
It takes you 20 feet
to get out, and then you have an additional 10 feet, so you can move a total of 20 feet.
Okay. How far away are the, or I guess, like, what is the, like, positioning of all the other people? Because I want to immediately stop the people who are trying to take the head.
So those guys are currently...
But obviously, like, if I have to run past somebody...
Those guys are currently about 50 feet away from you. You won't have to run past anyone, but they're currently about 50 feet away from the door that you're at. And then standing off kind of in the center is the one with the trident.
How far away is he from me?
He's about 30 feet from you.
Okay, so I can't get to anybody. Is there a way that I can, like, position myself to where the people carrying the skull have to go through me?
I mean, there's only one door out of this place, so.
Okay, so
where
I'll
you're
just,
standing,
like...
is kind of, they have to go through you. But okay. If you're going to continue standing there, you're going to keep having
these, I was going to try to get out of the goop and then stand in their way.
Okay, so... So you struggle your way, you get out of the area with the viscous ground and are now standing there. The tentacles can't reach you once you actually exit that area.
And then how far away is the dude, the tentacle dude, or sorry, tentacle dude, the trident dude, that's what I meant to say.
He's currently 20 feet away from you. Once you spend your 20 feet, once you move the 10 feet to get out of it, then he's 20 feet away from you.
would like to throw a javelin at him, please.
All right.
For 200, thank you.
For 200? Jesus. What kind of arm do you have on that javelin? She rolled a 19 on the die.
And it's a plus 7, so... No. With the javelin, it's a plus 2. So it's a 21.
All right. Well, go ahead and roll your d6.
It's plus strength, right?
Yeah, you add your strength.
Plus strength?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. It's a 7.
So you deal 7 piercing damage. So you take your trident and you throw it at this guy, and it pierces like through his side and actually sticks in just at the very end, where you see him like reach back and pull it the rest of the way through, wincing as he does.
Suck it.
And will that end Fen's turn? Are you gonna stay there now?
Yeah. Can I pull my shield out?
Absolutely.
After that. Yeah.
You can do that as part of your movement. You had movement left.
Cool.
Okay, so after Fen's, it is Amelia's turn. Justicar's back to back, although on completely different ends of this, and it really doesn't have any relevance to anything else. so she's right behind BTB right now, and
very impressed.
Yeah, she was pretty impressed. She's like, I fucking hate that bitch. She just whispers that in BTB's ear, immediately pulls her katana and says, I've been waiting for this day for a while, and goes out. She moves out, goes around the corner, and since she knows how pirates work, because she actually, you guys never asked her about it, but she spent the first 30 years of her life fighting and hunting pirates.
Hey!
Hell yeah!
She knows how to deal with pirates. She takes her katana and she goes directly through and swings against the wall where one of them is hiding. He's not expecting it, so she'll have advantage on her first attack.
Hell yeah.
And
he's about to get Recarina.
She will definitely hit. And let's see how she does with that katana hit. Ooh, all right. So that is 13 damage with her katana.
Max
damage. So she moves out with it, and you just hear the katana like hit into flesh and against armor, and someone go, oh, a little bit.
And then you hear BTB go, oh.
BTB responds in turn. And
ooh, I mean, he got slightly crushed against that wall. You're probably a little jealous.
Oh, yeah.
No, he got sliced.
He got sliced and crushed.
I'm not into slicing.
Not yet.
Kind of parties you go to.
Not with that attitude, BTV.
Fucked up stuff.
So she like pulls the katana out and then moves her way back and then goes behind BTB and just kind of looks at you, gives you a kind of devilish smile and goes, your turn. And it is your turn, BTB.
How cute.
Okay, so could I see where these dudes are, or no?
You just know that they are directly around the corner after she, like, hit.
Mm-hmm. But if I were to, like, is it still black over here? Like, I could assume if I pop over, I probably won't be able to see them.
It's dim inside as soon as you go out the doorway that you're, like, standing up against. Yeah, no, you can't see.
Okay. Would magic missile work, or I have to see them?
You have to be able to see them.
Okay.
But you also could, like, potentially, you know, light a torch or something.
Yeah. As my whole goddamn action, I could. She's gonna be like, your turn, and be like, yeah!
Yeah!
Is prestidigitation a bonus torch. Action?
Yes, but I don't know if it'll give me enough.
Sparks. And
technically,
we'll ask the DM if that would work. I was under the assumption that that wouldn't be enough, since there are light spells that this wouldn't. It'd be kind of a cheater light spell, but that's up to you.
I will say that in, I think it's like this, maybe the third episode, you did prestidigitation a torch.
That's why I was thinking about it.
Prestidigitation can light a torch.
Oh, so that'll take away the time necessary.
Well, prestidigitation also takes an action to cast.
I thought it was a bonus action.
Yeah, that's why I was asking if it was a bonus action.
I think it's photo.
Because it is a cantrip.
Double if it's a bonus check. Action, then well, you
a cantrip
light your
doesn't mean
now.
Anything. A cantrip just means it doesn't cast. It doesn't cost a spell slot.
Yeah, cantrips
are right to action.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can use prestidigitation to light a torch.
I mean, either way, it's still an action. So
yeah.
I just
wasn't sure if it was a bonus action or not.
You could use sorcery points though to still go this turn.
I can do that.
You have twin spell, right?
Yeah.
Then yeah, you could use one and then the other.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll let you do. I'll let you spend a sorcery point to use it as a bonus action this turn.
Okay. Then I will.
He wants to fuck you too.
I will use a sorcery point.
Okay.
Bonus action, light this torch.
Mm-hmm.
Peek around that corner.
Peek around that corner, and you can currently see, like, you very quickly pulled it out, you light it, you peek around the corner, like, with the torch, and you can see there's one of these, like, pirate-looking guys back there holding a cutlass ready to attack, and then the one that's closer to the door is currently, like, holding his shoulder, which is currently sliced open with a huge open wound.
So just two.
Just two, pressed up against the door. You can also, in the distance, see a dude with a trident.
Sure, but... Okay. Let's go for it again. So I'm going to Scorching Ray 1 on the Hurt Boy and 2 on the non-Hurt Boy.
Okay, Hurt Boy's at disadvantage because he's within 5 feet of you.
Disadvantage will be an 18.
18 will hit.
That's okay. Fantastic disadvantage roll.
It was an 11. I get plus 7.
The other ones are both regular.
13.
Okay. 13 misses. 14 misses.
So I don't hit the non-Hurt Boy.
The one that was easy to hit, you miss, but the one that's a little bit harder to hit.
Somehow. 8.
All right. And you do 8. Fire. 8 fire damage. So as that wound is like open on the shoulder, you do the Scorching Ray, and since you're kind of close, you fire the blast off, and it just cauterizes that shoulder open. Ooh. And the guy just...
Dude. You happen to have any salt on you? Might as well just cauterize it and then throw salt in it.
Yeah, and then the next two shots, like as he's screaming, you're like, move, move, like trying to get your body, and just miss your second two shots.
He's just in the way screaming, and you just hit around him.
Just too distracted.
Dude!
Okay, and so when I back up, I'm going to tell her, like, okay, I totally hit both of them, but I think that trident guy is, like, healing them somehow.
Oh my
god. Roll a deception check.
It rolled off a 14, damn it.
What was it?
It'll be a 12.
A 12.
Because I have plus 6. I rolled a 6.
Okay.
That's incredible.
All right, she's not going to respond to that at all. And moving on, Ariel, it's your turn. You now need to roll a
dexterity
save.
And that's with the boss power, right?
It's just a straight dex check.
So it's plus three.
Yeah, it's plus 4. No, save would be plus 5. He has proficiency in the save.
So that would be... And...
Well, I thought it was a check, not a save.
He said save.
It's a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, he said check. God damn it.
Don't listen to him. Listen to DM.
It's a dexterity saving throw.
I didn't hear 11. The DM. That was the point.
An 11. Okay.
So that didn't do anything to...
As you are trying to...
I didn't laugh at your rolls.
You did.
So as you're trying to move away, the tentacles begin to wrap around you. They're smacking on you, and you are currently...
Why?
You are currently restrained, which means that your speed becomes 0, and you can't benefit from any bonus to your speed. Your attack rolls against you have advantage, and your attack rolls have disadvantage.
Fuck.
And you have disadvantage on dexterity saving throws moving forward.
All right.
You also are going to take... 3d6 bludgeoning damage as the tentacles are smacking you.
I should use inspiration. Yeah.
So that's bludgeoning damage as it starts to, as all the tentacles are wrapping around you and smacking on you, and it's not great.
Well, I mean, our characters can now see Ariel just getting beaten and mashed on.
So for your turn, you are welcome to try and make an attack, but since you're currently restrained, you can use your action to make a strength or dexterity check of your choice against the spell save DC to try and get yourself unrestrained. But then you would not be able to attack, so it is your call.
Oh, wow. I guess I just try to finish off the trident person. To
okay,
try to,
so
hopefully
roll to hit here, with but... disadvantage.
Right.
That's still a good roll.
Yeah.
You rolled a 12 and 11.
18.
18. All right. So like you do hit.
Okay.
So even as you're trying to draw your bow back, the tentacles are reaching up at your arms, pulling away. That just innate instinct in you manage to pull the arrow, find the target, and let loose right at that moment, right as the tentacle smacks you in the face.
That's 7 damage.
7 damage. Okay. And then
I roll 2 on both die.
All right.
Plus the 3.
All right. So 7 damage. And will that end your turn, Ariel?
Yeah, I guess
well,
so.
Well, you can't move and you used your action, so that does end your turn. Yeah. Sato, you also need to make a dexterity saving throw.
That's going to be a 15.
15? Yeah. All right, so you managed to not be restrained
damn.
Or hit by the tentacles as you're dodging, you're hiding, but
I was
immediately once it happens, it's up, you're moving around quickly. It's kind of ruining your hide to stop there.
Still.
But... Yeah, and you actually are directly on the edge of it, so it'll take you 10 feet of movement to get out, but you're out of it immediately.
I'm just going to immediately get out of it. There's no point in standing in that.
So move out of it. One of the tentacles does a swipe at you. You jump out of the way of that one. You're like, okay, I'm good.
And I'm going to set my sights back on the trident guy and shoot an arrow at him again.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Ooh. Okay.
Which is going to be 16 damage.
16 damage?
Yep.
Okay. He's looking pretty hurt at this point. Sweet. Like, it's not looking great for him since you guys have been focusing. But that will end your turn then, Sato, since you've used movement. You have some movement left if you want to. You have 20 feet of movement left.
I'm going to kind of position myself closer towards the guys trying to get the skull, okay. But also keep my distance from the pool of crap.
Okay, so you'll move yourself along the edge of the pool of crap. It would actually bring you pretty much right next to Fen.
Okay. I'll just walk over and be like, hi, Fen.
Buddy.
Then you hear from, like, in the distance, just, get off my island! And you then hear about 3 different people scream.
That's incredible.
It is back to the bitch. Eyes of the Dragon. And for the Eye of the Dragon, he takes his trident and he levels it directly at Sato. Immediately, a storm cloud forms above your head. Lightning flashes.
I give him finger guns.
Bonus action finger guns. No, I'm kidding.
Free action finger guns.
The storm cloud appears above you, and then immediately he brings the trident down, and a lightning bolt directly on Sato's position. At this point, you now need to make a... also Fen, you need to make a dexterity saving throw.
It's within 10 feet, right?
It's within 5 feet of that point. So, Ariel, you're actually... Since you got captured by the tentacles, you're actually just outside of that range.
Hey! I'm getting tentacle fucked, but hey!
They're
getting
things.
Smite by lightning.
Smote.
So smote. Dex check.
Smitten.
Yeah, it is a dexterity saving throw.
Cool. That's going to be a 19 for me.
19. All right. So you were going to take half damage, Fen?
It's a 12.
It's a 12. So you were going to take full damage. The lightning comes down.
That's
and...
a lot of dice.
Well, yeah.
Call
you know.
Thunder is a very powerful
D4s,
spell.
D4s.
Why do they call it right. Call Thunder if it's lightning?
Okay, so you got lucky, and I only rolled 8.
Awesome.
So, 4
damage.
8 lightning damage on Fen, and 4 lightning damage on RC. Then the other 3 that have the, like, are holding on to the mounted skull begin to move themselves back over, and they actually get pretty close to the door, but not directly up to it. One of them puts down the skull, draws a weapon, and then, like, points it towards Fen and Sato. Like, I'm ready for it, bring it. The other 2, then, one of them pulls out a whistle and blows it, and, like, prepares, like, starts pulling out a rope and starts tying it to a thing on the mounted skull.
Fuck!
At this point, the 2 that are over by BTB and Amelia... are then going to, you hear them say, like, all right, let's do this, let's go in. And very quickly after that, both of them, like, rush into the little room that you guys are in. You can now see both of them. The one that has his shoulder, like, open is holding his weapon in that arm, so he's probably not going to be doing super well right now. But the other one looks ready to just try and, you know, rip and tear. So let's see how they do against you guys. So it'll be 2 attacks against BTB and 2 attacks against Amelia.
Right. Anybody ever see the movie Aristocats? Amelia!
Yeah. Yes! Yep.
Alright, so for the one against BTB, the first attack is a really nice attack that winds up being a 22 to hit. So
barely hits.
The second one, though, then, like, brings it back and brings the cutlass, like, directly to a point where you can tell it's going to hit your neck and you can't dodge out of the way of this one in time. And right there, you see his arm completely seize up right at the cauterized wound part, and he can't complete his swing and drops his blade at your feet.
So it was a really good roll on them against a 1.
It was a nat 20 and a 1.
Incredible.
Yeah, BTB, good on you for that one. From the one attack that did hit you, though, it's going to deal 7 slashing damage to you. Now, for the other one, As the other one starts to attack Amelia, Amelia is like, oh, I already know how to deal with your cutlass bullshit. Pulls, like, with her katana, just quickly, like, does deflections on every single attack the other one tries to make against Amelia. Just like, I ain't falling for your pirate bullshit.
Can I just say that's very hot?
Fen, it is your turn.
Liquid hot Amelia.
Well, I mean, you know.
Later.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So how far away are the dudes that are taking the...
Wait, I thought I'd go after her. You go, or you? She goes before her? I thought she went after her.
It goes Fen, then it goes Amelia, then it goes you.
Yeah, so...
I haven't gone yet.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
her
Fen's
reflection
turn.
Thing made me think that she went. I'm sorry.
Oh, so how far are the dudes who are trying to take the skull from me?
They're about 15 feet from you. At least the one that's, like, weapon out, ready to attack you. The other ones are another 10 feet behind.
Where's the skull in this?
The skull is between the one that's defending and the two guys behind trying to tie it
okay.
to rope.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go for the one who's pointing a sword at me. Like, I'm not one to back down from a dead challenge, dude.
As you come forward, it's just like, all right, brah, let's do this.
Yeah. Come at me, bro.
Come on.
About to catch these hands.
18?
18? All right, an 18 will hit.
Cool. Psych, you about to catch the sword.
You want to catch these hands? How about the sword, though?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Ooh. What?
Ooh.
That's a 12?
12 nice. To hit? All right.
Or no,
12
damage.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, ooh, okay.
I rolled max damage.
Well done.
Chunky.
So you go, you take your katana and do a big slash and you cut the shoulder of that guy in pretty much the same spot that Amelia had cut the other one.
Mm.
So right in his sword arm, and Twinsies. You can see that arm go kind of limp. And then he like takes his cutlass, puts it to the other hand and goes, luckily I'm ambidextrous, brah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I was joking with the bra and you're taking it very seriously and I'm not into it. And then as a bonus action, I want to cast Shield of Faith on Ariel.
Okay. So Ariel, like, currently being smacked by tentacles, like, oh god, please.
And you just start glowing.
Yeah.
Among that at? Two to your
plus
AC.
Yeah,
plus two AC.
Okay, that's
a little bit.
Because
and
I can't really do anything else.
That will end Fen's turn.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, Amelia is going to get her turn, and she's going to go ahead and make her attack against the one that, like, kind of sees that's already been damaged. And that's a natural 20.
Oh.
Poor right. dude.
Nah. His fault.
Ooh, okay.
He shouldn't be with these
He'll
people.
Die swiftly.
So she takes that, and then, like, since that guy kind of seized, immediately she then takes her katana and just cuts where the head is and then brings the katana back to the other one. You're seeing for a second just like, and the head just slides and falls to the ground.
Cool.
So
Ninja Scroll?
Fiery lady.
I was thinking of more like Brutal Legend, just decapitation.
Yeah, and at that point, she then just lets out like she tries to like let out a war cry, and then just like.
That's amazing.
I'm still into it.
Yeah.
At which point the other guy just like just lets out a little bit of a laugh. B2B, it's your turn.
This is the guy that hadn't really been hit.
Correct. This is the guy that had not been hit at all.
Okay. Shouldn't have laughed, dude.
Oh. That's awesome.
Okay.
Basically, I'm going to use my bonus action, two sorcery points, refill spell slot, just because I can. I still have my torch, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then he's going to catch one,
ooh.
Two...
Ooh.
What a 13 missed last time, right?
For Scorching Ray. 13 did miss.
Well, 17 and 20 plus, or 26.
Those will both hit.
Okay.
Damn, dude.
Oh.
Eh. 10 fire damage.
That's total?
Yeah.
All right, so...
Kind of low rolls.
The first one, like, you hear him kind of snicker, which makes you angry, and your
yes.
first one, like, goes off a little bit prematurely. Then...
As is known.
Then you re-aim and hit the mark the next two times, and the armor that the guy's wearing manages to absorb some of that fire, but it's still definitely like lashes up and licks against his skin, kind of sets his beard ablaze a little bit.
Yeah, lick it.
Yeah. Ariel, it's back to you.
Okay. I guess I'm still going to try to finish off the trident person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No. Yeah. Inspiration that.
No, you can't. Because you can't have disadvantage.
Okay,
right.
So
it just makes it regular.
It makes it a regular roll. Which you, I mean, you rolled a two for the first one.
Yeah.
So
so give me still, a
I don't
nine.
Suggest using it.
So a nine was one of those a because if you would have disadvantage. So
yeah, that's
was the
that's
other,
the
other one was a one. Okay. Just checking.
One
so,
was a two, the other one was a 19.
Yeah. One other thing, though, is at the beginning of your turn, you are just going to take the bludgeoning damage again. So, yeah.
Fuck.
So, one second.
Is that just a given? Because remember, his AC did increase.
Yes, it's just a given. Okay. He's restrained by it, so he doesn't make a save until he busts out and gets out of the area.
Gotcha.
He's just going to continue taking damage from the tentacles.
I probably should get out of there.
Damn, Elmo. Get out of here.
Yeah, so that's 10 bludgeoning damage as the tentacles continue to bash on you.
I'm out.
Okay, so yeah. Ariel, at the beginning of your turn then, like, boom, 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 and it, like, takes you into the viscous liquid, and it starts to, they all wrap and start to try and pull you
down. No, but if he's still in there, he's still going to take damage.
Yep.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Fuck.
I don't see that, but yeah.
Yes.
Fuck.
That is correct. So,
oh, you have
Sato.
A classic decision to make.
Save
the bones or save a buddy.
Save the bones, save the buddy, or attack the trident dude who's fucking everybody up.
Sato, it is your turn. So you do just like hear like the thud, 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 and then you hear Ariel's like body slap into the viscous kind of magical ground.
What was the name of the High Elder again?
The High Elder? Ragrum.
Ragrum?
Yeah.
Free action say, Ragrum, I have rocks inside to throw.
Roll a persuasion check with advantage.
Because you love him some rocks.
And that's going to... Oh, wow. I'm really good with persuasion. That's going to be a 23.
A 23?
Yep.
You just hear a, what? We'll get to that in a second.
And I will shoot the trident guy again.
You'll shoot the trident guy? Okay.
And that's going to be an 18 to hit.
18 will hit.
Sweet. I'm not going back into that little pool of crap.
Oh.
And that's going to be 7 damage.
7 damage. Okay. And will that end your turn?
I'm actually going to move a little bit further away from Ben and kind of get closer to something.
How far away?
Not terribly far away.
So like another 5 feet away?
Yeah.
Okay. Noted.
Just out of the 5 feet range.
If you only move 5 feet... then you'd still be within the 5-foot range.
Oh, because that's right, she moved forward.
It's centered on you.
I know, then...
Wait, so
there's, like... Yeah, that's right, because she charged forward.
I, like, walked off.
I'm not talking about Fenn. It's centered around Sato. Like,
I know.
The lightning bolt hits Sato.
I don't want anyone else to get hit, is what I'm saying.
So you're moving... Okay,
yeah.
So you move 10 feet away.
I wasn't next to you.
All right.
I was just making sure.
Okay.
That ends Sato's turn?
Yeah.
Okay, so you heard the... What?! And then turns, and at this point, though, you see two, like, hooks come over the wall. And then Ragrum goes, gotta take care of something. Immediately after that, you hear a scream from Connor.
Oh.
Oh.
What?
Oh, no.
This is not
anyway, it's
well.
The Eyes of the Dragon's turn again. So the one that's in there with... Amelia and BTB is going to make the two attacks, one against Amelia, which will miss, and one against BTB, which I believe will hit with a 21.
Jesus.
Josh's face was incredible.
Well, before you said it, I mouthed, which will hit, and then you said, which I believe will hit.
Yeah.
And it only does 3 slashing damage to you. And the... ones that got the hooks are now, like, tying the, like, plaque that it's on to those hooks. And the one that's right there with Fenn goes, on guard then, brah. And then immediately makes 2 attacks against you.
2? Fuck
yes.
off. I don't get that until level 5.
Oh.
No.
Okay. So, Makes his first attack against you. You immediately use your shield to like bash him backwards, which knocks him off balance. He makes another swing at you, further knocking himself off balance, dropping his sword behind you, and then chinning himself on the cobblestone floor of this place.
Nice!
Dealing four damage to himself.
That's incredible.
I rolled two natural ones.
Ooh, oh, ouch.
Good.
It's a cold day in hell when the DM does that.
Yeah, so...
crit happens.
It's a real Quitu moment.
Yeah. That is too far, Josh.
Hey, you keep hitting me.
Okay, so for you listeners, one of the first characters that I played when Josh and I first started playing together was a dragonborn paladin named Quitu. He tried to save... Was it Josh? Was it your character
it was
that he went to try and save?
A couple people.
So he tried to save a couple people's character... and got brought down to death by a roper, and then rolled a natural one on his death save, rolled another natural one on his death save. The DM was nice, and because I played the character and prayed to Bahamut, which is what he was a paladin of, he gave me one more chance to roll with advantage to not die, and I rolled two natural ones. So,
are you fucking kidding me, dude?
He was like in an ethereal plane, like talking to Bahamut, and he was like, "Oh, dude,
yeah, and Bahamut,
you're done."
That's pretty much what happened. It was like rolled the two natural ones, and Bahamut's just like, "Nah, brah, you're just dead, man."
You're like a shitty paladin, and nobody loved you.
That's pretty God much what damn. Happened. So yeah, that's a real fucking Quitu move, which, ouch. Ouch. It still hurts inside. I loved that character. I only got to play him for two sessions, but I loved that character.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Well, when you off him with four nat ones.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, man? I can only do so much.
All different
anyway,
dice.
Anyway, so as the... Yeah, all different dice. As the storm cloud moves following Sato, it then dissipates. Yeah, at which point the trident guy very quickly moves towards Sato and makes two attacks with that. I will say that the movement happens with a swirling water underneath their feet.
That's
flying
awesome.
Directly.
Ooh.
Then takes the trident and attacks twice. Electrical energy begins to flow around the trident, and I believe it will hit with a 22.
Yes.
So
allegedly.
Yeah, we do have to say allegedly.
So, as the trident makes contact with you, all of this electrical energy that was charging with it, as soon as it just touches you, immediately, it doesn't even pierce into you, but all that electricity just surges into your body, and you are going to take...
Electroshock therapy feels good.
I don't wanna die.
You're going to take 32 lightning damage.
Jesus!
Oh, I'm down.
No, are you kidding me?
I'm down.
Jesus, fuck.
So, just flew towards you. The first one you managed to dodge out of the way of, but the second one just, it barely poked your armor, and all that electrical energy just surges into you.
Buddy, no.
So, yeah.
Feels good to not know this is happening.
You wouldn't care even if you knew.
Well, not necessarily, because the more of you that go down, the more likely it is that I go down.
That's fair. That's fair. That is a valid...
So,
it's in his better interest that we're up.
Yeah.
Why do you think I'd follow you around? Keep you safe.
There's three other targets.
Yeah.
Isn't that... That was literally a thing that you told me in the very beginning, where you're like, the more people between you and death.
I think you got really offended by that.
I did, yeah. Because I'm normally the one in the front.
You understood.
Then it's your turn.
Fuck.
So you heard the great thunderous noise, but whether you look back to see that Sato's down or not is up to you. I will say it's kind of dark in here still. So you can't see super well.
Yeah, well, the dude that I was fighting kind of brained himself and is on the floor, right?
Right, so it'd be very easy to just take an attack with advantage on him.
Okay. What did I hear?
You heard a big thunderous clap behind you that sounded kind of similar to when the lightning called before.
Okay. I would probably turn around, but I don't know, because I'm still trying to... I'm super focused on the skull, so I probably wouldn't turn around, so I'm just going to attack the dude.
Okay.
Got him.
Nice. 21.
21? All right. That will hit.
Nice.
11.
11 damage. While he's lying on the ground, you just take your katana and make one big, like, overhead slash and cut his spine. And you just hear him kind of gurgle a little bit and die.
Good.
And will that end your turn, Fen? You still have movement.
At that point, like, it would probably register that I heard a loud-ass noise. And at that point, I might turn around. I mean, I can't really do anything, but...
What bonus actions do you have?
I have the Shield of Faith that I use that doesn't exist
useless
anymore.
Useless, and I'm currently drowning in some weird black...
Squish. Well, no. Well, and then he said it was kind of dark. So, like, how far would I be able to see?
How far would you be able to see?
Yeah,
about 15 feet at best right now.
So I could no, because he moved. You moved away from me, right?
He moved away.
So I can't like see anything.
You can see the guys on the other side of that, but you heard the noise. That was really. I mean, it's difficult for you to see. You don't have all your senses about you right now.
Yeah. This is so hard, because as Demi, I'm like, I would immediately go over, but I couldn't fucking see anything. Can I go stand on the skull?
Yes.
Like, I want to, like, just stand on it.
Okay, so you get over and you climb yourself up on top of the skull. Okay.
I wouldn't know.
I know.
All right, that's it for
I'm
Fen.
I'm trying not to metagame.
That's it for Fen. So yes. Amelia is going to go ahead and make her attack against the swashbuckler in the room with her and BTB. She hits and only deals 4 damage. Then
Amelia.
It is BTB's turn.
Get yo shit too.
Girl!
It's BTB's turn.
Come on, buddy. Yes, boy!
I know what that is.
Yeah.
Scorching Ray again?
No,
magic missile.
Oh, magic missile? Okay.
Yeah. It'll be 10 force damage.
10 force damage. Ooh, okay. So the 10 points, they fly and... Impact 1, impact 2, impact 3. He stumbles backwards and falls over like a little coffee table that's there and doesn't seem like he's getting back up.
I'm going to move out of this place, like moving... I guess that moves me into like the main area.
Yeah, so once you go out, you move into the main area. There was like the big... There's kind of a covered area above you right now, and then 20 feet out is where the pillar that the bone was like... The dragon skull was hung up on.
Okay.
And with your torch, you can see out to about 60 feet, which means Fen, you now have dim light... just out to you, so you can see BTB like standing in the doorway with a torch now,
but he wasn't in the direction that they are.
Correct.
So
I'm just mentioning you can see that direction,
but I'll
right
start
now.
Moving that way, you would imagine.
Yeah so you
that's
would
what
then
I'm hoping for
then with the torch with dim light looking back, you'd be able to see that Ariel is like on the ground and tentacles are like pulling him into the viscous ground. So that's what Fen can see at this point, and BTB, you're also noticing that too.
Gross.
Yeah. Ariel, roll a death save.
Okay.
Now that, it's you in... can, because death save is 10 or above you pass, 9 or below you fail.
Correct.
Okay.
So if you want to inspiration that, you can.
I am going to inspiration that, because that was an 8.
Okay.
Damn it!
Another 8.
Are you kidding me? So that's a all fail. Right.
So then, you fail. Take that failure, and then the tentacles smack you and make you
fail
again.
That's another
fail
again.
So you have 2 failures.
Oh, bummer.
Sato, roll a death save.
Yes.
I'll
give you mine too.
And good. I pass with a 16.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I have mine
Sato
too.
Sato passes. At this point, you hear Ragrum like, tuk 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 tuk. He enters the area of the tentacles.
Adorably.
Manages to just barely make a save, but he can only manage to get himself about halfway, like, into the area. And you just hear, like, real shit show in here. that is the end of Ragrum's turn.
Oh.
Now, the trident-wielding guy then turns towards Fen and begins to move towards you with that electrical energy pulsing around his trident again. Can't make it quite up to you.
Better me than them.
So it manages to like move its way all the way to where now it's like not really standing since it has water under its feet, but is there in front of the skull that you're at.
So this is a question for the DM.
Yes.
When downed, because I'm unconscious right now, would I still be able to hear?
No.
Okay. Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Yep. Just double checking on something.
Healing word. Like, works, but it's not...
No, I have an ability, it's called Turn the Tide, and it's, and each creature of your choice, they can hear you within 30 feet, but they're both down, so they wouldn't be able to hear
they're
me,
unconscious.
Right? Yeah,
so
okay, that's what I thought.
It's not quite the same. Healing Word can heal them, but when they're unconscious, they're not going to be able to understand the uplifting thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
BTB okay. would, though. BTB would be, like, tide turned as fuck.
What you at, buddy?
On a scale of, like, 1 to 26, I'm, like, a 16.
I can't. It wouldn't work on you anyway.
Okay.
All right. So that's... Oh, no. And then the two eyes of the dragon that are, like, currently doing the tying, they completely finish and then blow the whistle again. And then nothing happens.
Because I'm standing
and
on it?
And immediately they're just like... They both pull their weapons and they attack you.
Cool. I mean, not cool, but like...
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, there's ropes, right?
Yes. There was nothing above an 18 on their attacks. So...
I'm like, at a 20 as right you're up now, there, so...
You also... You have the high ground. So... So as you're up there, you're just like hitting their blades away. Just like, all right, bring it, bring it.
Cool.
Then it is Fen's turn. So
would it take an action for me to cut the ropes?
I would say yes. There is. I will mention that probably since the guy with the trident's right there, maybe it would be a good idea to attack that guy. You can cut the ropes.
Yeah, and I'm
but,
still standing on it
yeah.
too. So yeah. I'll do that.
Maybe
maybe
a good idea.
Is he for me?
Within 5 feet. He's
oh,
next
okay.
to you.
Oh, okay. I thought you said he didn't get up to me.
He couldn't get up to you and attack you.
Oh,
he got up to you.
Okay.
But...
Gotcha.
He had to,
okay.
I'm assuming, bonus action dash.
Yes.
Not bonus action, action dash.
Yeah, he had to action dash.
I bonus action dash.
Okay. Yeah. 19.
That hits.
Sweet.
Kick his ass, he does.
Seven? Yeah.
All right, so you hit and blood squirts from his mouth. He wipes it away and you just hear, I'm going to kill you.
Maybe, maybe not. You're not getting this fucking skull, dude.
That's what you think.
Yeah.
Amelia's turn. So she would then come out, begin like running towards everything else. She reaches back, pulls a javelin right at the end of her base movement, and hucks it as hard as she can the trident guy.
Yes.
It's outside of basic range, so we'll see if she can hit with disadvantage. Let's see. All right, that is an 8 and a 15. With her plus 5, that hits.
Yes! Okay, cool.
And...
I was going to ask if I could give her my answer.
She deals...
I want her to kill this dude!
Deals 7 piercing damage... And right as he gargles at you, I'm going to kill you.
Yay.
As his lips are like in that like Trump kissy face look.
Oh my god.
A spear goes directly through his skull and like he just plops down to the side. At which point you see you quickly look back and you see a kind of magical energy drop from the two guys that were behind you. Like a magical energy away from their heads.
Oh shit.
At which point, also, all the tentacles immediately just... And it
Thank
turns
Christ.
Back to stone.
Oh, one more fail and I would have died.
And that can... is the
yeah.
end.
That's true.
That's the end of Amelia's turn. And BTB, it is your turn.
Any of them boys been hit that are the two? Mm.
Nope, they both look fine.
Okay, I'll just...
Although, focus. All of a sudden, they look kind of scared.
Sure, I'll focus fire on one of them with a
How far
magic
away
missile.
Are you?
Well, far magic missiles long as fuck.
No, yeah. I'm talking about can I see them with your torch?
Oh, I'll move up like as far as I can, which is, you know, 30 feet, and then do it.
Yes,
okay.
You would
so
now be able
then...
to see both Sato and Ariel with
cool.
the torch in dim light, but yes.
Yes.
You see me just kind of steaming.
Just
yeah.
my boys.
Six.
Six.
Force damage.
Six force damage. Alright. Once that like aura went away from the head. You the three impact and that dude just turned into a basic bitch and just like down
oh, wow.
thumps to the
oh.
ground.
Rip.
Awesome.
Yeah, and will that end BTB's turn?
I'm gonna give a knowing look back to Amelia.
And Ariel.
Like over the shoulder, like, hey.
Moment of truth, man.
Need a death save from Ariel.
Which
what
one? Which color?
What color do you want? Do you want gold or
it's
silver?
An 8. Pick an inspiration, Ariel.
Silver and gold.
That doesn't count.
Yeah,
it wasn't a roll.
It's an 18.
18.
It's an 18.
Ariel gets a success.
It's an 18.
You still could die.
I still could die.
Yeah, but
for the love
I
of
know
fuck,
he's
somebody
there
help.
Sato.
Come on, boy.
I rolled a 19.
God.
That was close.
It was so... It,
it rolled from a 3 to
a
1 and then to a 19. I was
yeah.
like...
All right,
holy
so
shit, that was
Sato
so
gets another success. And
oh,
it
dear,
is
dear.
Then Ragrum's turn. Ragrum, like, stumbles his way forward and begins to sing an old sea shanty. Oh, yeah. And immediately, yes. Both Ariel and Sato get 2d4 health back each.
Oh,
real quick, mass healing.
What kind of shanty was that?
it's just the very beginning of the shanty.
I loved mass it. Healing words, right?
Yeah, it is mass healing words.
It's, whatever, you have
it's
health.
way up. and it's going to be 2 health for Sato and 7 health for Arya.
Nice.
So y'all are both up. That's good.
And also, Fen gets 5 health.
Aww,
and BTB gets 6 health.
Dope.
So,
I like this guy.
Ragrum moves in, does all of that. And the one guy that's like still there just kind of looks up at Fen and everybody else and just like, surrenders, brah? Like, puts both of his arms up and drops his cutlass.
I'm just gonna, like, crisscross.
I go right after them, right?
Sit on the floor, like, okay, I just was a little crispy there on the floor, but...
Yeah.
You know,
I immediately get up.
It is Fen's turn immediately after that guy goes, so, Fen?
Yeah, you picked the wrong company. I'm gonna kill him.
Hopefully.
Roll to hit with advantage. You have the high ground.
Don't try it.
That one's cocked. Right.
I mean,
I know, yeah. But I want that nat 20.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, it was a...
17 was your
plus
high.
Plus 7.
You hit.
Okay.
Roll damage.
Cool.
8.
8, which is exactly what you need to kill these guys. So, takes her weapon, just... Fuck yeah,
off.
You picked the wrong company, and does a full slash with her katana, and the guy just falls down to the ground, bleeding out. Why, bruh?
I just told you why.
So...
Later...
Immediately, once that part happens, Ragrum like turns around and goes, stragglers, begins to like stumble his way back out. And I think right there is where we will end this episode of Character Flaw. Woo! So where can the people find you on social media, guys?
Josh is at btbalthazar on Twitter.
Tristan is at TristanDimitri7 on Twitter.
RC is at the cold twat on Twitter.
And Demi is at hemanddem on Twitter.
And Charles is at DapperJackal on Twitter. You can also find all of us on DapperJackal.com, where we have some cast bios. By the way, Josh, you need to send me those denim pics so we can get that up on the site.
Denim.
Been waiting for that for a little while. So go ahead and check up there for the all denim pics of Josh and everything else that we can have up there for you. Until next week, guys. Bye!
Bye!